Evolve. Unit Quiz 6B.
Hi, I'm Amber Scott, and on Orlando Today, we have Jim Bex, a local resident and gamer. But you're not a typical gamer, are you, Jim?
No, Amber. I don't have an Xbox or a PlayStation. I'm into board games.
You mean like Scrabble and Monopoly?
Well, they're all types. Family games, intellectual games, and fantasy role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, which attract a huge following. Every week there are new games coming out. Board games are making a big comeback. People are getting fed up with staring at screens and want to interact with real things and real people. Bars and coffee shops are using board games to attract customers, and it's working.
What's the appeal of role-playing games?
I know people like the idea of escaping their reality. I mean, who doesn't want to have their own kingdom and go on adventures? Others like the creative part of preparing the games, the maps, the rules. But for me, it's just the human factor. We're just having fun for hours on end.
You mentioned new games earlier.
Yes. The biggest crowdfunded project on Kickstarter in 2018 was a board game called Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon. It raised $6.2 million from over 40,000 people. Obviously, it's a very complex game for serious players, but it shows that this is big business.
Wow. What about for the not-so-dedicated players?
I brought this one for you. It's called Exploding Kittens. It's a card game. It just takes a few minutes to explain the rules. The objective of the game is not to explode. It's for 2 to 5 players and can last from 5 minutes to half an hour. It's a fun game.
Thanks, Jim. Let's play during the commercial break.